Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. Have you ever done something you know that's against your Father's will and you feel bad about doing it? Listen, sheep, I want you to turn to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Now, Hosea, that's spelled H-O-S-E-A. That's in the Old Testament. And let me read to you what I think he might want us to know. And that I will try to share with you to the best of my knowledge. It says in verse 6, Hosea 4 in verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. And he's going to reject you because you have rejected knowledge. And I'm not as smart as I want to be. I guess I have rejected knowledge too. That thou shalt be no priest in me, seeing thou has forgotten the laws of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart. Iniquity is another word for sin. And they shall be like people, like priests. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall eat and shall not increase. Because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. And to take heed, that's like pay attention unto what the Lord has said. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their start, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredom has caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. I have read to you Hosea 6 through Hosea 13. I'm reading that to you because I want you to know what I have learned. Can you hold on a moment? Someone is calling me. Yeah, and I'm not going to take that call. Nonetheless, I will get back with them after my program has ended. Also, I want you to turn to 2 Timothy in verse 15, and I will read that to you. Timothy, that is in the New Testament. In my book, it's on page 1547. I don't know what you will have, but it's way back in the New Testament. It reads, that's chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. I have read to you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, and try to remember those words. It has appeared. It appears to me after I read a couple of weeks ago in Proverbs, the psalm that my grandfather liked, and I called my grandpa, I called him Papa, and he liked some first psalms. Let me read that in your hearing, and that why he would tell me to feed his sheep, and to after years of not feeding his sheep and not doing what he said, and I finally was given the opportunity by Mr. Watkins and Mr. Tyler was my engineer, and I'm so grateful and thankful to those two gentlemen who had enough faith in me for me to try to speak on the air to the people what the Lord had told me. And I don't know if they believe me or not. They gave me that opportunity, and I thank them so much. Once I win the big lottery, I'm going to pay them well. And I know that we Christians are to refrain from things that are ungodly, and people saying playing the numbers or the lottery is ungodly. But how else? I guess I want to get money, and that's the only way that I know how I will get it. Excuse me, I'm just telling you the truth. My Father in heaven may not like that. Oh, let me invite my Father in. Father, you are always welcome into my home. Have a seat anywhere, my big chair or anywhere over the couch, anywhere. And Jesus, too. I'm finally doing what he told me to do. And I am so glad that I have become obedient to him. I am in Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Now, let me stop there and just tell you, I began to ask myself, why did my father tell me to feed his sheep? And then when I got sick in 2008, and three of my coworkers died, but I didn't die. He sent me back. He said, what is she doing here? And then the next thing I know, I was down on my floor in the bedroom. And I said, Lord, I was so tired. I have been unfaithful to you in many things. If you're telling me to get up, and I'm going to get on up. I tried to get up and could not. My leg buckled underneath me. When I got up, started feeling myself again, I was wanting to really pee. So that means I had to get down to my bathroom if I was to go to the bathroom. So I crawled to the bathroom. And I think about this passage right here where he says, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. So I started thinking, why did you send me back? And I think it's because he told me to feed his sheep. And that's what he wants me to do. And that's what I want you all to listen to. Whatever I have to read to you and remember it, because I believe that he is going to give us a test when we go before the judgment seat, and we will, and he will want to know, what are you doing there if you're not supposed to be there? Because when I went, I was not supposed to be there, and it was the devil who was accusing me. The thing that I liked the most was a donut with that had the cream filling in it. That's what I liked. And that's who brought me to that space. When my father said, what is she doing here? And I had not really done anything, or I had been forgiven for what the things that I had been had done in life, and he sent me back. And I'm doing his will and stay. I intend to stay doing his will, no matter what happened. The devil is constantly attacking me. If it ain't one thing, it's the next coming up on me or at me. It's always something. You know, I just sometimes have to take a glass of water and say, shoo, and then, come on, devil, what's next? Because I know that my Father in heaven would not do these things that you are doing. He would not do that to me. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So sheep, I just finished reading in your hearing the entire Psalms 1, and it's 1 through 6. I pray that our Father gives you understanding of what has been read, and I want you to know to write this down. Hosea 4 and number 6. Also write 2 Timothy in verses 2 through 15. Hold on one moment, please.
When is at my door, hold on.
Was one of my brothers. He has forgotten that I have a program at this time. He says that he'll be back a little bit later. So, again, I want you to remember Hosea, that's in the Old Testament, spelled H-O-S-E-A, chapter 4 and verse 6. Then I want you all to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. That's in the New Testament. It is spelled 2. Timothy is spelled T-I-M-O-T-H-Y in verse 15. I want you all to know that's where I am today. Then I want you to turn your Bibles to, I know that I am in Genesis. I did 20 last week. I'm in Exodus 21 today, and I will start reading that to you in a few moments. So let's just have a word of prayer with you, Sheep. We're going to thank our Heavenly Father and pray to Him for keeping us. Father, thank you for all the things that you have done for us out here in the wilderness. And now that I am just beginning to understand why you tell me to feed your sheep. And then you come back later, years later, and tell me to minister to the people. I just understand that today, well, this week, that I'm thinking that they are going to be tested on the Bible when it's time for them to give up their ghost, or us to give up the ghost. You are going to be tested. Thank you, Father, for blessing Detroit, Michigan, in keeping bad weather or natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from us. Thank you for blessing us with prosperity, health, good health, and good eyesight and peace. Thank you in your sure name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Also, Father, I send out my condolences to all of our family members of the Union. Lord, bless those on the East Coast, like where I wanted to move. I wanted to move to North Carolina, but you told me not to. That was about 15 years ago. And my mother was alive, and she was ailing, and I could not leave her. So I said, well, I'm not going to leave you sick, because, you know, you might need me. But nonetheless, I stayed because you told me not to go. And if I just had to leave Detroit, where to go? And I didn't want to go back to that southern state. I just did not want to go back to live there. I will go back to visit. I will go back to visit, but not to live there. Nonetheless, and maybe I will live there. I don't know. Let's start. Let's turn to Exodus. That's the old chapter, Old Testament, in chapter 21. On the computer, it says that I am to read chapter 17 and 18 to you. But I read those to you a couple of weeks ago. And I want to read as much as I can before my Father decides to call me to give up the ghost. Go home, I will have read to you as much as possible, and I will know as much as you do, maybe a little more or a little less. But it is my understanding that we are going to be tested. Last Friday, I read to you chapters 19 and 20. And I want you to remember that in Genesis chapter 4 and 22, and thou shalt say unto them, or unto Pharaoh, this thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even thy firstborn. We are to remember these things. Israel, the black nation, the Hebrews, is written in the Bible. And I could not believe when I read about King James. He says he's from the tribe of Judah, which means that he was a light-skinned black person. And I wonder about Queen Elizabeth. Is she one too? Nonetheless, that's not what I'm here for. I am to read the Bible to you. And like Psalms 1 says, in Psalms 1 verse 2, I am to meditate day and night. And so I have tried to do that. And that's why I'm thinking our Father in heaven wants me to read as much of the Bible to you as I possibly can. Let's read Exodus 21, verse 1. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. That you, if you buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were Mary, his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and the children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall say plainly, say, I love my master, my wife, and my children. I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him into the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his masters shall bore, that is to pierce him his ear through with an anul, that's spelled A-U-L, a yule, and he shall serve him forever. And a yule is something like, it's a bit, it's a drill, something that can bore a hole. Verse 7, if a man sells his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall go out as she shall not go out as the men servants do. She, if she pleases not her master who has betrothed her to himself, then she shall be let go. Who has betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed to sell her unto a strange nation, or shall have no power, nor he have dealt with her deceitfully with her. And let me read that again to you, sheep. You are to know these things. Let me read verse 8 in its entirety again. If she pleases him not, her master, who has betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed to sell her unto a strange nation. He shall have no power, saying he has with her, and deceitfully means treacherously or wrongfully with her. He has spoken for her, and well, he's dealt deceitfully with her. Verse 9, if he goes, and if he have betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of a daughter. If another wife, her food, her raiment, that means her clothing, and her duty of marriage, shall he not diminish? So, my goodness, he shall not lessen, he shall not diminish it. Verse 11, if he do not these three things unto her, then shall she go out free without money. He that smitten a man so that he dies, he shall surely be put to death. If a man lies not in wait, but God deliver him into his hand, then he will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously, and that is willfully, upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, and guile is cleverness or trickery, cunning, you shall take him from mine altar that he may die. And he that strike thee or smitten with his father or mother. Let me read it the way I understand it. And he that strike his father or mother shall be surely put to death. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or he found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. If he has cursed his father or his mother, surely be put to death. Verse 18, and if a man strive together, and one smite another, strikes another with a stone or with his fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, that's like with a cane, then shall he smote, he that smote him or hit him, be quick. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. If a man, his servant, or his mate with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall surely punished. He shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, with his continued day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. And I suppose that is a person, it is like a slave to that person. The slave has, you can't kill a slave, or you should not injure the slave, because you are his money. A man strive and hurt his woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her. That is, if she loses her baby or child, and yet no mischief follows, he shall be surely punished according to the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. Excuse me. Verse 23. And if any mischief follow, then he shall give life for life, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, or hand for a hand, foot for a foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, strike for strike. In my other Bible, it says bruise for bruise. If a man smite the eye of his servant, or the eye of his maid, that is punished. He shall let him go free for his eye's sake. If he smite out the man's servant's tooth, or the maid servant's tooth, he shall let him go free score. That is, if an ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and he shall, and his flesh shall be eaten, shall not be eaten, but the soul shall. Let me read that again. Verse 28. If the ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quiet. Quit. But if the ox were wont him with his horn in times past, that's to say that if you're going to be responsible, if he's done that before, if he is known to do that, to push with his horn in times past, that's what wont means. If he is known to push with his horn in times past, and has been testified to his owner, and he has not kept him in, but he that keepeth, that has killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If he lay, there be laid on him a sum of money, then the son, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him, whether he be gored, whether he have gored a son or have gored a daughter, according to his judgment shall it be done unto him. if the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, and shall give her unto their master 30 shekels, and the ox shall be sown. And I think I should read verse 32 again in your hearing. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, and he give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be sown. Verse 33, and if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and the ox or the donkey falls, shall make it good, and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead animal shall be his. Verse 35, and if the man's ox hurt another that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. Verse 36 and the ending of chapter 21. Or if it be known that the ox has used to push in past time, and the owner has not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. Now that ends the reading of chapter 21. And sheep, I did not have a chance to read chapter 22 in your hearing for today. But I will be back Friday if it's the Lord's will, if it's our Father in Heaven's will. And I will read chapter 22 to you. I think that read over these, what I read to you, so that you will know for yourself. Our Father in Heaven, I believe, sent me back to read to you what is in the Bible. I wondered why he sent me back, and it just came to me that he does not want anyone to die. He wants as many of us that can go through the straight gate. You know, a lot of people may not be able to go through this straight gate, but if you have listened to the lessons that I have read to you from Genesis up to this point in Exodus, you will have, hopefully, can remember some of the things that I have said to you. And let me just have a closing word of prayer, a quick word of prayer, closing word of prayer. Father in Heaven, thank you for being our protector, for protecting us from the evil one at all times, no matter what he does, for delivering us from the evil one, and always there protecting us no matter what he does. And I should tell my people that this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James book of the Bible, and I want you to read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, where it tells you that you are to keep the two altar. Read that. I read that to you last week, chapter 20, and I read chapter 21 today. And remember, if it is God's will I will be back with you this Friday at 5 o'clock, reading Exodus chapter 22 and 23, if my father allows me. I didn't read well today, but I read as much as I could to you. Also, see, I want you all to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books, The Passing, The Unseen, and The Broken Flint by Sondra Harris. S-O-N-D-R-A is how I spell my first name. And I want you all to get that book by Sondra Harris, those 3 books. They will, each book is $10 or less. I want you to enjoy reading those. And remember, our Father in heaven loves you. And I guess you can say, I love you too. Remember, check me out this Friday at 5 o'clock. Read chapter 22 and chapter 23 of Exodus in the Old
Father,
in the Old Testament.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. The G.